This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avaleski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store running. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, inside or out. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Now that September has arrived in all of its home improvement glory, we are now getting into the fall fix-up season officially, which is a great time because I always call this the Goldilocks season. It's like not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right to do pretty much any job that you've got planned or thinking about doing in your house, and we are here to help you do that. So reach out with your questions. Two ways to do that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask. That actually is the fastest way to get a response, or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, one home improvement that consistently delivers a great return on investment is a brand new kitchen. But how do you actually get started on planning such a major makeover? We'll have tips to help just ahead.
And have you ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or porch or sidewalk only to have it open right back up again? Well, we're going to share some easy ways to make those repairs and make them last.
And your stove's exhaust hood is there for every cooking adventure, but it really gets much attention, maybe except during a smoky kitchen incident. We're going to tell you what you need to know to keep your vent hood in tip-top shape.
But first, we are here to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. I mean, it's the fall, you guys. Well, in a few days, it's the fall. But I love September and October, and there are so many amazing projects that you can do inside and out of your money pit. So let us know what you have in mind, and let's help you figure out how to get those done.
Let's get to it. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Karen's on the line, and she's got a question about some unwanted visitors to her money pit. What can we help you with?
Well, I thought in the past you mentioned something about some kind of a bug zapper that worked outside. And the issue are flies, not like the kind of one they use light to get mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is for daytime.
Well, the light works in the daytime as well.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is a product that called Dynatrap. D-Y-N-A-T-R-A-P. And the way it works is you kind of plug it in all season long, and there's a UV light that reacts with a plate of metal. I'm not sure what the material is, but basically when it combines together, it gives off carbon dioxide, so it mimics human breath. And then the insects are drawn to that, and there's a fan that basically pulls them through the unit and deposits them into a basket below where they kind of dry out. So that's the product that you're referring to. Does it work on flies? I think so, but not as well as it works on mosquitoes, I'll tell you that.
And boy, does it work on mosquitoes.
It really works on mosquitoes well.
Yeah, and I know those light ones do too, but the issue out in California is actually more flies than mosquitoes because we don't have the moisture.
You've got some good science behind it, so I certainly would give it a shot.
Okay. And so you said that was called Dynatrap?
Yep, D-Y-N-A-T-R-A-P, Dynatrap.
And do you know where it's sold?
No, it's sold everywhere. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in home centers and hardware stores. Or look at their website, which is, I believe, Dynatrap.com.
Okay. And how big of an area does it kind of take care of?
It depends on the size that you buy. I have actually two units. I have a one-acre unit that's in the back of my house, kind of around our dining area patio. And I actually have a smaller one that I think is rated at a half acre on my front porch, which is the other side of the house because we like to sit out there at night. And I tell you what, it's really created a mosquito-free zone around the entire home.
It's amazing how well they do work. You just have to remember to clean it.
Okay, thank you so much.
We've got Randy in Arizona on the line who's got a drainage issue in the driveway. What's happening?
I got an all dirt, you know, it's kind of sandy. It's a good mixture of dirt in this 60-year-old house in Arizona. And as, when it rains, the water flows down both sides of the cement driveway and it exposes a PVC pipe. And I'm just trying to figure out a solution, maybe make something out of cement or make something so the water runs through there without exposing the pipe on both sides.
So what's the pipe doing? The pipe is the drainage pipe for, like, rainwater and stuff?
No, it's I had a guy put in a sprinkler, you know, a system.
Right.
And I didn't even think he was going to go underneath the driveway. He had this pressure deal where he got all the way underneath
he blasted the dirt away.
Yeah.
Blasted the dirt away and ran the pipe through. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's to avoid having to tear up driveways. So I guess the soil or the sand washes out around this pipe. Is it possible for you around that area to kind of dig out the soft dirt that's there and fill it with gravel? And I'm thinking big gravel, like the gravel that's like an inch inch and a half size gravel, because that's not going to wash away. And if we can just cover that one area where the pipe gets exposed with gravel, even if the sand washes through and around that, it's not going to push the gravel away, and you won't be exposing that pipe. And you may even be able to find gravel that's different colors to do this with. Would something like that work?
I'm trying to avoid any rocks because the weeds are easier, but I'll try, and maybe a smoother rock, like a river rock or something maybe, right?
Well, listen, if you're worried about weeds, what you could also do is when you dig that area out, put filter fabric down first.
Okay.
Because that helps. And then if you do get weeds, you know, just chase it with a weed killer. You spray the weeds, and it goes down and gets to the roots and stops it from coming back. I mean, I think at this point, we're trying to find a simple solution here for something that's basically at the level of an annoyance. You're probably the only guy that notices this, you know, because you're looking for it every time, and you fix it so many darn times. But I don't think we should be thinking about putting in curtain drains. That's a big expense.
Hey, I'm glad I asked you, because I don't need a big mess. So I agree with you so much. Thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for reaching out. We're glad to help.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about updating your kitchen? Well, repeating its existing layout can be tempting, but the real kitchen of your dreams probably includes some updated functionality and flow. We'll share tips on how to get that done next.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, Overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you have some home improvement questions, but you're just stuck on who to ask for help? Well, ask us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Hope from Illinois on the line, who's in a super great mood about this project. What's going on?
The project is putting up a fence for our dogs in a pretty large area at the back of the house that borders a creek. It's a very high creek bank. Water rarely comes into the yard or anything, mm-hmm. but just concerned about moisture and what the ground might be like underneath and if that should affect the material that we use for the fence.
What are you thinking about? What kind of fence are you leaning towards?
Well, we've looked at everything from like rolls of welded wire on posts or some sort of black wrought iron, low fencing, something like 3 feet.
Okay. So in either case, you're going to have metal fence posts, not wood fence posts. Have you thought about wood fencing, or are you just afraid
of
the water?
Yeah, we have definitely thought of wood as well, yes.
Okay. So, well,
something that won't ruin our view.
Right. Okay. Hey, now that's a great point, because if you want something that's almost invisible, the idea of the black fencing is definitely the way you want to go. If you have a black fence, like I often see these around pools, because, you know, people put pool fences around because they absolutely have to and should. They're not only required, but they're just essential for safety. But let's face it, you spend a lot of money on the pool, you don't want to kind of just stare at a fence from, you know, from your house or the street. But if you use black fencing, it's almost invisible. It, like, melts in with the background. So I think that that's a really good choice if that is your goal. In terms of the moisture, I really don't think you have anything to be concerned about. If you were working with a wood fence or wood posts, I would tell you to put those posts in and don't use any concrete. Just use stone, aggregate, you know, like a gray driveway gravel kind of thing, because it drains. And the post is just as solid with the stone as it is, I found, with concrete. But it drains very well. And it's really locked in
place well. Now, in terms of the metal posts, I've not put in, well, I put one metal fence post in around a large garden some years ago, and I think if I recall right, I used stone for that, but you're going to have to check the manufacturer's recommendations. You don't have the same issues with rot. Most of those posts are aluminum. You just don't want to make sure that the post is not going to react with the concrete. And if you do decide to go with concrete and the metal post, then I would use the QuickCrete concrete product in the red bag, because you can pour it in dry and then kind of water the hole. So you don't have to mix it up ahead of time. You basically pour it in dry and let it sit there, and then just fill the hole with water, and a couple hours later you're good to go.
Well, thank you so much, and I listen to you every single week. I've learned so much from you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Good luck with the new house, and call us back anytime.
Thank you.
Heading over to David, who wants to talk about some insulation. Tell us about your project.
I'd like to use my garage just for leaving my cars and a few projects. Above the garage is non-living space, just an attic. Should I insulate my above the ceiling while I air condition the garage for the first time?
So, David, I'm thinking this through, or of the opinion you probably should insulate it, and here's why. Now, typically, insulation, what it's going to do is if you have heat, for example, which you don't have in this case, it would rise and it would keep that heat in. However, in this case, you're going to have a very hot attic, and it would be great if the layer of insulation was there at the ceiling, because it'll stop some of that really hot attic from radiating down through the ceiling in your garage in Florida and warming the garage. So I don't think you can go wrong by insulating that ceiling. You don't have to go crazy with it, but if you put 6 inches up there, I think it would make a difference. In terms of the split ductless, excellent choice. And if you do have an opportunity to insulate the walls, I would do that as well for the very same reason. I think the AC is going to work a lot less if the place is a little bit better insulated.
Well, fall is actually the most popular time of year for kitchen renovations because everybody is just in a darned rush to get things going for the holidays.
Why do we put such pressure on ourselves, you know? But it happens every season.
I don't know. I feel like people love a deadline.
It's motivating.
It really, but it's really procrastinating at its best, you guys. You know, people just want to get them done, and I think the hardest part, given that time crunch, is really figuring out where to start.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to stick with the same old current design, but if you think outside the old boxes, that can bring inspiration on sort of a brand new and even more efficient kitchen layout. Think about changes to the location of maybe the sink, the functionality of the countertop, adding or even removing an island, maybe to free up some space. Maybe getting strategic with lighting to make sure you have both task and accent lighting. These are all things that a pro designer can help you achieve, and the kind of things that you might not really think about until someone suggests it to you and shows you how it could benefit the new design.
Yeah, and you know what? You can find an experienced design pro with the National Kitchen and Bath Association. It's also known as NKBA. They do offer a certification program. And to become an NKBA certified kitchen and bath designer, these pros have to have at least 5 years of design experience and must complete at least 60 hours of continuing education. So they know what's up, they know what's on trend, they know how to make it functional. I mean, it is definitely worth it to find one of these pros.
Yeah, if you want to make that holiday deadline, they'll also know what suppliers are going to actually work with you on that and make that happen. And the really nice thing about working with a pro designer is that you can pretty much wipe the slate clean and sort of start from scratch. So the sky's the limit. You know, seeing a beautiful kitchen design in a showroom or on a website can be fun, but it can also feel overwhelming. But if you have the skills of a design pro, it really can make all the difference in the world and help you achieve all that is possible for your particular space, all while potentially saving you money, time, and hassle of figuring it all out on your own, and most importantly, making that holiday dinner.
I know, right?
It's going to be a really expensive holiday dinner by the time you get out of the kitchen, but it'll be nice to be done.
We've got Carrie on the line who's looking to add a bathroom, a second one, but where's the best spot? Carrie, what's going on?
We have a house that's from 1912. We have a vacant area in the basement that has just some storage, and then we have a partially finished attic space. So our bedroom used to be up there, and we have a huge open space up there. And my husband and I are wanting to add a second bathroom.
Okay.
We're not sure if we should be, you know, which area we should be doing it. Like, is it better to pump up or let gravity?
Yeah. How does gravity play into this is your question? Well, I would take a step back from that, and I would think, if it was me, I would think more about the real estate value of the house. And I would suggest that having a bathroom on the second floor is probably going to be more attractive
to potential future buyers than having a bathroom in the basement. The basement is more of a nice-to-have thing, and if it's a big rec room and if it's a big family area, and that's almost like, I hate to call it this, but it's almost like it's a luxury to have a basement bathroom. In terms of the plumbing, it's not a problem. You know, we have the technology.
Up or down, we can make it happen.
We can make it happen. We can move that sewage whichever way it has to go. In the, obviously, upstairs, you have a traditional plumbing, but in the basement, you would use something called a lift pump. And essentially, it's kind of like a sealed sump pump in a way, but much more heavy duty, and it grinds up waste, and then it pumps it up until it can catch the drain line out of the house, which is generally, you know, not too terribly high. But, you know, we could do either way. But I think if it was me and Leslie, you tell me what you think. But I'm thinking having it upstairs, especially if it was potentially, if it was or could potentially be like the master bedroom, that would be like an essential part of the suite, you know?
I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we've been looking to move and I really want my own bathroom in the bedroom. And, you know, when that's not an option and then they're like, oh, look, here's this beautiful bathroom in the basement. And you're like, well, that's awesome, but I don't want to go all the way to the basement. I want my own. I want to go right here. So, I mean, truly, if that's going to be like your main hangout space and that's your only option, then do it there. But for value of the home and resale value, that second floor is really going to work because everybody's living there. You're going to argue over who gets to shower first. I mean, all the things that happen that you have not yet encountered are going to happen, so avoid them by having that second bath there.
Perfect advice. I didn't think about any of that stuff. I really appreciate that. That makes absolute perfect sense.
Glad we're able to help you out, and good luck with the project, and call us back if you have more questions anytime.
All right, we appreciate you guys.
All right, take care, Carrie.
Now we're going to take a call from Ed in Arkansas who's got a question about a fireplace and the fuel choice. What's going on, Ed?
My question's rather unorthodox. In parts of the country where there's lignite coal, which is, this is one of them, is it safe? And I think it's kind of quietly practiced and people don't talk about it much. They, maybe in their fireplace, say like even a prefab built-in fireplace or sometimes in wood stoves, people use lignite coal in a supplement fashion. And my question is that safe?
So, Ed, that's a really interesting question, and I have to say I've never received that question before, but I do know the answer, and the answer is no. You should not be burning coal in a fireplace. I do know that coal fireplaces are actually built quite different than wood-burning fireplaces. They're usually, you saw them a lot in sort of Victorian-age houses, and they're very tall and they're very narrow because you don't need that much coal to generate a lot of heat. The problem is that if you try to burn it in a regular fireplace, the draft is not set up correctly. Coal burns much, much hotter than wood. So it is potentially a dangerous practice, and you absolutely positively cannot use it in a fireplace that has an insert and certainly not one that's prefab, because it is so not recommended for that you would be creating a major fire hazard. So while I can understand that the material is available, unless you specifically have a coal-burning fireplace, you should not use it in anything else that you use to burn wood in. Fireplace, wood stove, the like. Don't do it. Stick with the wood. Stick with the fuel that it's designed for. It's a lot safer.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, have you ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or porch or sidewalk only to have it open right back up again? Well, we're going to share some easy ways to make these repairs and make them last. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Pit tip of the day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You know, when we say Money Pit, for us, it's a term of appreciation. It's a term of endearment because We all have one. We want to enjoy it. We want to spend money on fixing it up the right way. We don't want to waste money. And that's what we are all about. It's all a home improvement adventure, and we are your guide. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, next up we've got Georgia calling from Pennsylvania. What's going on, Georgia? How can we help you?
Well, hi, Leslie. I have a problem. We have a stone home that actually my dad had built in the 50s, solid stone. And we have a window in a bedroom. The bedroom is actually over a crawl space. And the window had been leaking water around it, and I don't know for how long. But we just had it wrapped, like, last year, thinking that would take care of the musty smell that we have. But it hasn't. And we can't, you know, we don't know if we have to rip out the walls, or the hardwood floors, if there's mold in there. You know, any suggestions that so we don't have to go through all that.
Is the home occupied all the time, or is it like a vacation home?
No, it's our home.
Is your home, okay.
And is the smell just coming from the basement, or is it coming from the room where you had the leak? Or the crawl space, rather?
Maybe a combination of both. I don't know. We haven't actually crawled into the crawl space to see, but it smells like it's coming from the walls.
Is the crawl space accessible, Georgia? Is there room to get in there?
Yeah.
Okay, when you go in the crawl space, is it just like a sand floor, like a dirt floor?
Yeah, dirt.
Do you have any kind of vapor barrier in there? Do you have any kind of plastic down over the floor?
We do not.
Okay.
That's something we were going to do, but we haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, this may be obvious, but I want to make sure that there's no, like, animal that got in there that died and is now that source of the smell in the crawl space. Secondly, I do think you need to get in that crawl space, and you need to lay down very heavy visqueen or plastic sheeting with as few seams as possible. If you're going to overlap it, overlap, like, 4 feet of it, you know, so you really trap the moisture under that floor. Because right now, all the humidity in the soil is just evaporating right up into the house. And if you put a vapor barrier down, you're going to change that a lot. The third thing that you could do is you could have in the crawl space vents, which I'm hoping it has, you could have a fan installed into those vents that works on a humidistat so that whenever it gets very damp and humid in the crawl space, when the percent humidity is sort of reached, that fan will kick on and draw some drier air from the outside through that space. Those steps will help reduce the volume of moisture that's in that crawl space. And coupled with that would be just some basic maintenance to your outside grading and drainage, making sure you have gutters that are clean and free-flowing and downspouts that are extended, and also make sure that the soil, where possible, slopes away from the wall. You have to take steps to reduce the humidity, and just doing those few things will have a major impact on it.
So you don't think that we have to worry about the like mold in the walls or anything like that we have to deal with?
I don't know, but I want you to do all these basic things first. These are basic, easy, inexpensive things that almost always lead to very significant moisture problems inside a house. So let's take care of the simple things first before we start tearing walls open.
Well, it works for me.
All right, Georgia? All right.
Well, if you've ever tried to fix a crack in a concrete step or porch or sidewalk and then it just opens right up again, you might be thinking, wow, I think I did that wrong, and maybe there's a better way. Well, there is, guys. So the first step here is to clean that crack and get rid of any old debris in there. Next, if it's just hairline, you got to widen it out a bit so that it actually can hold on to the sealant, and you can do that with a masonry chisel. Now, if the crack is already wide, the next step there is to fill it with a backer rod, which is a foam tube that keeps the sealant up toward the top of the crack where it belongs.
Now, once you've done the prep, it's time to choose a sealant that matches the project at hand. So if you have cracks, you want to get a concrete crack sealant. Now, this type of a sealant is going to permanently seal and waterproof cracks in concrete with sort of a textured matte finish. Now, for deep cracks, you want to fill those spaces with a self-leveling sealant. That's going to permanently seal horizontal cracks and expansion joints in concrete with a smooth, level finish. And for vertical cracks, there's a type of sealant called non-sag sealant, which does just that. It permanently seals vertical cracks sort of without running out, and it's good for expansion joints in concrete and masonry and stucco and even brick.
Now, all of these set in about an hour, you guys, and most importantly, once you fix that crack, it's going to stay fixed.
Kelly in Mississippi is on the line and needs some help restoring an old home. What can we do for you?
I have a 100-year-old home. The walls of the house is brick. The eaves are wood. And over the years, the eaves have been painted, and it's just blistered paint, peeling paint, and probably three or four layers of paint.
Okay.
I want to know the best way to remove that paint and redo it.
Yeah. Well, you've got to strip the paint, and it's a big job. There are different types of chemical strippers that are available. There are some natural, they're called orange peel strippers, that are showing promise, where you apply the stripper, you cover it with like a plastic, and then you leave it for, you know, some period of time, a couple of hours, and it seems to speed up the stripping process. But if you've got that much paint on it, you're going to need to strip off what you can. And then once you're done with that, Kelly, you do need to prime it, because that's going to give you a good solid surface upon which the next coats will stick very well. I would be concerned that if you just stripped off the old paint, try to put another top coat on there, you wouldn't have the adhesion, because the primer is kind of the glue, you know, that makes that paint stick. Okay?
What's the product that you would recommend to remove that paint?
There's a product at Home Depot called Citrus Strip that works very well.
Okay.
It's a stripping gel. And it's safer to use than the traditional paint strippers. And then there's another one that's called Clean Strip that also works very well. So I would take a look at those two products. And what I would do is maybe buy a gallon of each and give them each a try. You know, sometimes the formulation of the paint, depending on how it was made and how old it is, you know, impacts which stripper works the best. So I would buy a small quantity, test it out, see which works best, and go from there.
Okay. Sounds great.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if your kitchen exhaust fan isn't doing the job anymore, a good cleaning could restore it to peak efficiency. We're going to walk you through that project next.
You live in a money pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime knowledge on how you can get that job done right the first time. So follow the Money Pit podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast. We've got Catherine on the line who's got a beautiful old home, but some of the bricks are falling apart. What's going on?
I have a brick home, and the one corner around the foundation, some of the brick faces have popped off, and some of the mortar is crumbling. What brand of mortar should I use, and should I follow it up with a rubber sealant or silicone sealant? What type of sealant and what brand? And also, is there one that I can paint so that I can match it to my house? We're only talking about an area of a few bricks and a corner of a house, so it's pretty small area.
Okay, Catherine, so you want to repair the deteriorated brick and the mortar. Now, one of the things that you're going to probably need to think about is the fact that the repair products that you use, you want them to somewhat match the color. Fortunately, that is actually not difficult today because there are dyes that you can mix in with different types of repair products. Now, in terms of the brick, there's a product that Quikrete makes called Recap, which is designed to adhere to old masonry surfaces. And I think that you can get this and mix in some of the dye that's available also from Quikrete or other suppliers to get a reddish color that won't sort of stick out like a sore thumb when you make this repair. It's used to build up maybe half to three quarters of an inch of deterioration off of a surface, and it sticks really, really well. In terms of the mortar, that's exactly what you want. You want a mortar repair product because that configuration for mortar is different than a basic cement, and it's designed to be a little stickier and stay inside that joint. One tool that will help you is something called a pointing trowel, which is a very narrow trowel that's designed to fit in between the layers of brick. So you got a little bit of work to do there, but if you use the right products, they're going to adhere properly and blend in with the old home that you have right now.
Well, your stove exhaust vent hood is there for every cooking adventure that you go on, but it rarely gets any attention except during a very smoky kitchen incident. So to keep things operating safely, the filter in your stove vent hood, it does need regular attention.
Yeah, now for the most part, you can clean standard filters with a degreasing solution followed by warm soapy water. Or in some cases, you can put it on the top rack of your dishwasher. If your fan uses activated charcoal filters, those need to be removed and replaced every 3 months. And while you're at it, use that same degreasing solution to clean the inside of that hood. Make sure the power's off, but it does tend to get really gooey with grease, and this is going to make it run more efficiently and more safely. So good idea to tackle that project. It's not something you think about all the time, but you'll find that the fan is going to work, the exhaust fan is going to work a whole lot better with a clean or a fresh filter in it.
Jeff in Massachusetts is on the line who mysteriously has a hole in a bathroom door.
How'd that happen, Jeff?
Yes, hello. Well, apparently one of my guests slammed the bathroom door a little bit too hard, and it threw the bolt out all by itself. So we got locked out of our own bathroom.
Oh, boy.
This is a very old building, a 1928 building, and these are these thin panel doors where the center of the door is a very thin panel.
Yep.
So we bashed a hole through the panel to open the door. Now my question to you is, can this door be repaired? Can it be disassembled so you can replace the center panel, or do I just go out and buy a whole new door?
So is it a solid door or is it a hollow door?
It's a solid door, but the thick part of the door is only like 4 inches around the edge, and the center part of the door is a very thin, like quarter-inch panel.
And is the panel a raised panel? Does it have a design to it?
No, it's a flat panel.
Oh, well, then I think you could replace it. Is the door painted or stained?
I believe it's been painted numerous times.
Yeah, then I think there's no reason you can't fix it. It would be really hard to find a door that fit that space, and I think just taking the door apart, and a good carpenter can build you a panel and set it right in there, and with a little bit of luck, it won't look too much different than anything else.
Well, that was my question, whether the door can be disassembled. I've heard of situations where they took a saw and sawed out the molding on the inside of a door that holds in the panel and put the new panel in that way.
I don't think you have to take it apart. In fact, I don't think you can take it apart. I think what you're probably talking about doing is routing out a groove on the back side of that so you can set the panel in and then maybe covering it with a small quarter-round molding or something in that nature.
Okay, that's the way to go. Well, thank you very much for this.
All right, Jeff, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, helping you with all of your home improvement projects this wonderful almost fall season. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros that you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
All right, just ahead, Jenna is trying to find a way to vent a dryer inside of a very tight closet. We're going to share a trick of the trade we guarantee you never knew existed when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility. It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
More efficiency. And then, since you told me you're going up into an attic, you've got to go through the attic and through the roof, or through the attic and out a sidewall. You can't just dump it in the attic, otherwise you're going to have a lot of moisture up there that's going to impact your home's ability to be energy efficient.
All right. Now, Tyler reached out and says, I noticed condensation building up on our windows and found the wood windowsill to be rotted both inside and out. I repaired the rot, stripped and replaced the old paint and caulk, and then used a primer and repainted everything. And it was a lot of work. But the next day, I woke up to a foggy, water-dripping window once again. Is this a humidity issue? Do I need an air purifier or just new windows? I'm also seeing condensation at other windows, and at this point, I don't know where to start.
I feel terrible that you went through all this work on this particular window because, unfortunately, I think you missed the primary cause. Whenever we see foggy windows and condensation, typically it's because you have a thermal pane that's failed. Thermal pane glass is where you have two layers of glass and there's a seal around that glass. And when the seal fails, you get humidity and moisture inside. And it'll get worse depending on the difference in temperature between outside and in. Moisture is always moving from the inside towards the outside. And when it gets into that space, it just condenses, and that's why it looks like it's all fogged. So, yes, unfortunately, you need to replace the windows. I mean, the thing is, because the window is fogged, it's really a cosmetic issue. It will make it less energy efficient. It's not a thing where you have to go out right away and replace the windows, but you probably should start to schedule this. And you could do the worst windows first. You could do the windows if your heating bills are high. You could do the north and the east first. If your air conditioning bills are high, you can do the south and the west sides first. You don't have to do it all at once. But I think it is time to think about upgrading these windows and replace them with new Energy Star rated windows, and that's going to solve this once and for all.
And you know what, Tyler? You'll probably get a credit for upgrading those windows on your taxes. So think about that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I think we should change it to the Home Adventure Show because home improvement is an adventure, and we're happy to be your guides on that adventure. If you've got questions, couldn't get through today's show, please remember you can reach us 24/7 by going to moneypit.com/ask. We won't respond 24/7, but we're usually pretty quick with the answers to your questions. Or you can always call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. and the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. Townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Atlantic Storm Lee made landfall in Nova Scotia, Canada at near hurricane strength with sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. The storm center came ashore about 135 miles west of Halifax, Nova Scotia, about 50 miles southeast of Eastport, Maine. One resident who came to Bailey Island to see the giant waves was more impressed with the strong wind.
Wind is not typical. You know, definitely the nor'easter kind of a storm rather than a ocean storm coming in.
Meanwhile, a North Carolina resident who was visiting Bar Harbor, Maine, says he's well aware of what hurricanes can do.
We're expecting power outages, hopefully not too much tree damage, but we've got a lot of experience with tropical storms and hurricanes in North Carolina, and tree damage and power outages, you know, they just go with the territory.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says while the Northeast was spared from the worst of the storm, there was some wind damage. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton Saturday acquitted of all charges.
The verdict is a victory for Texas conservatives and reaffirms Paxton's durability in America's biggest red state. Paxton, who was charged with 16 articles of impeachment, was absent from most of the proceedings, did not attend the verdict, but issued a triumphant statement afterwards. He said, quote, "Today, the truth prevailed. The truth could not be buried by mudslinging politicians or their powerful benefactors." He continued, quote, "I've said many times, seek the truth, and that is what was accomplished." Ken Lorman reporting.
Little news out of the negotiation room where the UAW and the big three automakers are trying to hammer out a contract deal to win the two-day-old strike. President Biden sending representatives to Detroit to try to help. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Starbucks wants to move away from disposable cups.
Starbucks begins an initiative to replace its disposable cups with reusable ones, that being either a customer's own cup, reusable plastic, or ceramic mugs, to cut half of the company's carbon footprints by 2030. Michael Kobori, Starbucks head of sustainability, says the company needs to realize a path to sustainable cups.
We know that if we can crack the code and figure out how to implement a reusable cup system everywhere and not have any more single-use disposable cups, everybody will follow and we can change the system.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
Longtime Starbucks leader Howard Schultz stepping away from the company's board of directors. The company says his departure from the board is, quote, part of a planned transition. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Louisiana prison is being sued by the prisoners.
Prisoners at the state penitentiary filing a class action suit over conditions at the prison's farm. They contend they're forced to work in fields for little or no pay, even when the weather soars beyond 100 degrees. They say the conditions on the farm, located on a former slave plantation, are cruel, degrading, and dangerous. The suit alleges the work is especially rough for those with disabilities. Jason Walker reporting.
In California, nearly $270 million in grants will be distributed to 55 local law enforcement agencies and district attorney's offices to be aimed at stemming the smash-and-grab plague that's hurt businesses and luxury stores in the state. Money's to be used for a number of items, including investigative units and police foot patrols. More at townhall.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house, inside or out, whether you're working on painting, whether you're working on pressure washing, whether you're building a deck, cleaning out a garage, building some storage, thinking about a new kitchen, a new bathroom, a new laundry space, a new home office, whatever projects on your to-do list to get done this fall, you can shift it over to ours by reaching out with your questions. We'll help you get it done once, get it done right, so you can get back to enjoying your home. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. The best way is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there and shoot it over to us, and we'll get back to you quickly. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll try to call you back, but the truth is we only get in touch with a very small percentage of the people that actually call us because y'all don't answer your phones. And we don't leave messages because we're not always sure when we're going to be back in the studio. So if you really want to get a question answered, go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, adding the right flooring to your attic can make it a perfect place for storage. But if you do this wrong, it means that you could weaken your structure, squish your insulation, or find yourself with 1 foot planted firmly through the ceiling below, which I will admit I actually did many, many years ago in my house. We're going to share tips on attic flooring that works and works well. Just ahead.
And natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. But today, you can accomplish that very same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit.
And if you'd like to buy a house, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed on. Or is it? We're going to share the pros and cons of buying a foreclosed house just ahead.
But first, do you love your home, but sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you throw your money into for home improvements and repairs? Well, we get it, and we can help. So let us know what projects you have planned for this fall season and the upcoming holidays, and we are here to help you get those projects done quickly and confidently, and maybe so you only have to do them once. How about that?
Reach out with your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it.
Jim in Oregon's on the line. How can we help you today?
It's a brand new home. I lived in it less than about 3 months. A strange odor started coming through in the master bedroom that can't be detected. We had plumbers come in to check the sewage system. They did a smoke test on it. Couldn't find that. We just don't know what the problem is. It's really an odd odor.
How would you describe the odor?
It's a cross between garbage and sewage smell.
Has anyone ever suggested biogas as the source of this?
No one ever suggested that.
All right, so this is I'm speculating here, right? And I realize that they've done all these tests and so on. But sometimes you get bacteria that deteriorates in the traps of sinks and toilets. And it can release a biogas, which has an absolutely terrible, terrible smell. One way to deal with that is to get a concentrated, like an oxygenated bleach solution mixed up. And like OxyClean or something like that. And then take a bottle brush and try to get that solution into the drain. Make sure you're really scrubbing all the nooks and crannies of that drain. And let it sit there for a bit. And if there's any bacteria that's forming there that could be contributing this odor, that will eliminate it. So that's one idea. The second potential cause for this is simply a dead rodent. We've seen in the past where the rodents get into the spaces, you know, in and under or in the wall or something like that, and then they decompose and you get that kind of odor. So I don't have a lot of solutions for you on that, but I would try the biogas solution first. And make sure you also get the overflow of the kitchen of the bathroom sink, that overflow channel, by letting the water run up, it'll block the drain until it hits the overflow. Because if you have any of that bacteria in the overflow channel, that can contribute to it as well.
Okay. Did you ever find this in a new home before?
Yeah, I mean, it can happen pretty quickly.
Oh, really?
Even though it's a new home, it's been under construction for some period of time. And so, you know, it could have pre-existed.
Well, I'll definitely give it all a try.
Give it a shot. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Darlene in South Carolina on the line who's dealing with a dishwasher situation. What's going on over there?
Whenever you turn it on pots and pans, it fills up and then it stops, does nothing. And you can turn the knob around to the different cycles and everything and it does nothing.
Have you checked the float, which is in the bottom of the dishwasher, to see if maybe it's become clogged?
No, I didn't know that was.
Yeah, because if it's clogged, it might think it's over. It might think that it's about to overflow, and it might shut the machine off. So on the bottom of the dishwasher, take a look at the float, and it'll move kind of up and down. It'll pop up and down a little bit, and a lot of times it gets, like, filled with, like, food and grime and stuff. And if you clean it out, that might just be the thing to do it. And here's a little trick of the trade. If you're trying to clean up food from places you really can't get to, you can use a wet-dry vacuum for that. It'll sort of draw it right out.
Oh, okay. That I have.
There you go. Good luck with that project, Darlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, the right flooring can make your attic the perfect place for storage. But if you choose the wrong flooring, it could lead to a collapse. We're going to share tips to do it right when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right, and it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal. It can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you got some home improvement questions and you want some help? Well, let us give you a hand. We can help you save money, time, and avoid all of those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. And, I mean, considering we know you probably have a ton of projects that you want done by Thanksgiving, you don't have a lot of time, guys. So reach out. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Daniel in Mississippi on the line who's got a question about his property lot. What's going on?
What would be the best way to find my property markers? I need to get, like, a metal detector and hunt down the metal stakes at each corner, or how expensive is a surveyor? I'm only talking about a lot that's about half an acre.
Hey, Dan, so the first thing you need to do is to find your survey, because your survey, which you would have been given when you bought the property, is going to show you where those corners are. It will show you other reference points. Now, typically, when a surveyor is looking for those steel points, pins they call them, they're going to use a metal detector. If it's a fairly small area like that, sometimes you can take a shovel and hold it like on a 45-degree angle and gently poke and prod around the area where it should be. And if you do hit something, then very carefully dig down to the top of it and see if it looks like a pin. But keep in mind that not all corners have permanent markers. They're not really required by the banks or mortgage companies, and they're an option when you buy a house, at least in our part of the country, they are. So they may or they may not exist. But there's a couple of ways that you could do to try to find it yourself. You could, of course, also hire a surveyor to do it, but that's going to cost you a lot of money. I'm not sure why you're asking to do this. If it's a big project, you may want to have a surveyor involved just to make sure you don't make a mistake on where that property is. You don't want to put a fence line in and find out you put it on your neighbor's property and have to take the whole thing down and move it. But I hope that gives you some indication of how you can start to figure this out.
We've got Helen in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with a leaky sewage system causing a whole bunch of issues. What's going on?
Unfortunately, I have had a cracked
in the waste pipe that takes all the waste from my top floor to the septic system. It has flooded my basement. Number one, is there a way to fix the waste pipe, or do we have to go and have a plumber come in and cut the waste pipe and reinstall a new one? And number two, I need something to put on the floor of the basement. We had carpeting. The carpeting is ruined now, and I don't want to put carpeting down again. So what would you suggest for flooring?
Oh, that's absolutely terrible, Helen. So here's the good news, though. Because you had a sudden crack and a sudden leak like this, this should actually be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. I would call them right away. I would file a claim. You know, if it's like a slow leak that goes on for a long time, that's on you. But when you have a crack like this and it causes a sort of flood and all of this damage, you definitely want to call your insurance company. Now, they'll send out an investigator and estimate the damage, but you could also hire a public adjuster. These guys work on a percentage of the claim, and often they find a lot more than the insurance guys do because they're basically working to make sure every single thing is covered from the layer of paint to the nails to the screws, everything. You also need, because it's sewage, they're going to have to call a remediation company that will come in and treat all of these sewage affected areas, because obviously it's a lot of waste down there that's very, very unhealthy, and I'm sure it doesn't smell very well. So you asked about the carpet. That's the least of your problems, but to that we'll say, don't put carpet in a basement. It's a really bad idea because basements are damp. You get a lot of dust down there. You can get a lot of dust mites. You get mold. It's a real mess. So choose a hard surface floor.
Well, the right flooring can make your attic the perfect place for storage, but the wrong flooring could lead to collapse. Now, if you'd like to take on this project, here's a couple of things that you should be keeping in mind. First of all, for the most part, attics were not designed to be storage spaces. They're a part of that raw underbelly of structure that does hold your house together and then protect it from the elements. So because of this, installing a floor to the attic always involves some level of disturbance to that structure, and you really need to be smart about how you go about doing that.
Now, first up, think about the fact that the platform or the floor doesn't have to be plywood. To maneuver very heavy 4x8-foot sheets of plywood or OSB up to an unfinished attic is kind of like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. So if you want to make the job easier, use a circular saw and cut the plywood sheet first into 2-foot by 8-foot strips, which is a lot easier to handle. Another way to do this is to skip the plywood flooring altogether and use dimensional lumber. Now, if you use finished lumber like pine that, you know, you might use for trim, that's pretty expensive. But there's a type of lumber called spruce, and number three spruce. Number three is the grade in particular. This is more akin to like pallet wood, if you know what I mean. It's a step up from pallet wood, but not by much. The fact of the matter is that the quality makes it just fine and perfectly usable for a floor in an unfinished attic space. I floored an attic that had trusses in it some years ago, and that's exactly how I did it because I didn't even want to have to wrestle any even stripped down plywood up there. I used the 1x6, and it worked perfectly.
All right, another thing, guys, that you really need to think about is that flooring an attic also requires some level of trade-off between the areas that you put flooring on and the areas that have the attic insulation. Most homes are going to have insulation that's piled higher than those floor joists, and that's what you want. But you need to understand that this insulation can't be squished or it just isn't going to insulate. So one option is to floor an area less than the entire attic, such as just a small section around the attic door opening. And this way you can preserve the maximum amount of attic insulation in the rest of the home. Now, another innovative option that is specifically designed for attic flooring is a product called Attic Deck. Now, Attic Deck is a specifically designed attic floor system, and it consists of 16-inch or 24-inch squares that are attached to the top of the ceiling joists. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do this.
Yeah, the sections are very durable, they're lightweight, they're easy to handle, and they kind of look a little bit like floor grates that allow for plenty of ventilation for the insulation below. They attach with just a few screws, and they allow you to sort of build a safe, secure storage platform in your attic in just minutes. And you can make a small area, you can make a big area, but I'm impressed with that system. So it's a good option to consider.
Marvin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Here's my situation. My son just recently bought in Belmont, Massachusetts, a 1913 house. It was built in 1913. and it's got no insulation, okay? And we're trying to figure out whether it's cost-effective, number one. And the other concern was that I read on the Internet that if you do blown-in insulation on a old house like this, there's no vapor barrier, and the insulation would get wet and so on and so forth.
Well, first of all, you know, many older homes don't have vapor barriers, so that's not necessarily true. If it's in the attic and you have proper attic ventilation, then any moisture that forms in that area will be vented out. There is another way to insulate this house where you don't have to worry about even processing vapor, and that is to go with spray foam insulation. You know, I have an 1886 house, and I did spray foam in my attic, and I'm very happy with it because it basically turned the attic into a conditioned space, so we don't have to worry about any ventilation issues up there. And I got to tell you, my air conditioning bills were a lot lower after we did it, as were our heating bills. So that's a nice thing to do to an old house because there's so many nooks and crannies and places where you have gaps that let in ambient air and drive up energy costs. Spray foam kind of solves all of that. We used isonine spray foam insulation. It worked really well. But if you want to go with a fiberglass insulation, you can certainly do that. You're going to want to use 15 to 20 inches of insulation, and you're going to want to have a really good solid ridge vent across the peak of that roof, as well as some soffit vents or some lower vents on the roof, so you have plenty of air that's flushing through that space, because insulation that gets damp is not as effective as insulation that's dry, and that's why we vent it.
Okay, that was very helpful.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Heather in Tennessee who's dealing with a flooring situation. What happened?
Well, my husband and I were, we have a water filter on our countertop, and we overfilled it one day, and it leaked out onto the hardwood and while we were at work, and it's left a 6 by 8 inch diameter area of bulking of our hardwood floors. You can't really see it, but you can feel it, like when you're walking over it with like socks on, it kind of snags. So I didn't know if there's anything that you could do, like a DIY project, or if you have to have the whole floor resanded, restained. I really don't want to go through all that mess.
Well, if the floor is swollen, it's kind of a one-way street, and you're not going to be able to kind of get the toothpaste back in the tube. At this point, if you want to try to make it flat and smooth again, you do have to sand it out. Now, it might not be as terrible as a project as you think. You may not have to do the entire floor. You might just be able to do a repair of that particular area. Do you happen to have the stain and the finish that was used on that floor?
I don't. And actually, another reason I'm kind of weary of it is because we got the same man that did our hardwood floors to begin with come back and put hardwood in our bedrooms, and they don't match whatsoever. So I'm kind of really worried.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have any extra pieces of that floor anywhere?
I don't.
Do you have any area of the floor that's less noticeable, like in a closet or a pantry?
Yes.
Okay. You know, here's a solution for you. A good carpenter can do this. You can basically cut out some of the floor that's in the lesser visible area, cut out enough of it to be able to use to repair the area in your kitchen. Then you could cut out the bad boards, throw those away, and then insert the boards that you salvaged from the closet area. And then go ahead and repair that closet area with whatever is handy or whatever new you can purchase, and stain it to get as close as you can. And because it's inside the closet, no one will probably ever know be the wiser for it. Yet you'll have some boards that match exactly the damaged boards in the kitchen in order to repair that spot. How about that?
Well, that sounds a whole lot better than resanding everything. So.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does that heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for those kitchen renovations. But today, you can accomplish that same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, natural stone countertops have long been a popular but expensive option for kitchen renovations. But today, you can accomplish that same look at a fraction of the cost by using a countertop refinishing kit.
Yeah, you know, I just did exactly that on my last kitchen reno. It was about a year ago now, and I used Luxrock by Deich Coatings to create a beautiful granite top, and now that line has been expanded to include a beautiful marble top option called Marble Dream.
Peter Deich is joining us now to talk about this latest advancement in countertop finishes. Welcome, Peter. This is awesome.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, marble is a timeless look, and it's beautiful. It's definitely something desirable for, you know, many interiors, kitchens, bathrooms, you name it, tabletops. But the point is that marble, as beautiful as it is also prone to staining and is not extremely durable. And what we've done with this kit is we've given you the ability to put an actual marble coating down. It's the real thing. And you're applying it onto your surface, but you're getting excellent stain resistance and excellent durability. So it's really something there to last for a long time and, you know, save you a little bit of money as well.
So, Peter, much like your other products, I mean, there's real stone, real marble in this finish. So it's not just paint. You're actually putting the stone on. This is awesome.
It's real marble that you're applying onto your surface, and there are specific techniques for installing the actual vein that's in the finish that gives it an extremely authentic and beautiful appearance. So really, if that's the kind of accent you've wanted for your kitchen, for instance, for a long time, but you're just not ready to spend the money to do it, and probably also struggle with things like stains and possibly some damage on marble, because marble is actually a fairly soft material, this product has been engineered to go down, give you that marble appearance, give you that beautiful, airy, soft feel, but you don't have to worry about the staining issue or the durability issue. It's something there that can last you for years and serve you and your family very nicely and quite stylishly, I must say.
Let's talk about the surfaces that this can go over, because you do have quite a variety of surfaces. I know you can go over laminate. I know in my case I went over plywood. What about old bathroom vanity tops that are like, I guess, sort of like a soapstone
yep.
or a cast
yep.
Surface that just looks really worn? Will the product cover all of those different types of surfaces?
It absolutely will. So if you want to go over that kind of surface, the old cultured marble, as they like to call it, the one piece, you can definitely do that. If you have a kitchen table made of wood or any other material, you can go over that. You can do your bar. You can do your fireplace mantle. You can even do your wall if you want to, if you feel like you want a very authentic marble surface. The beauty of it is that it comes in one complete kit. It's got everything in it. It's easy to do. It's just a few simple steps. And best of all, you don't have to have any artistic skill. You don't have to be terribly creative or capable, frankly. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can do it, honestly, Tom.
All right, but let's talk about the process. Is this like a weekend-long project? Let's talk about the steps here so I know how long this is going to take me.
Yeah, basically it is a weekend project, essentially. You can start it on a Saturday morning, and you'll probably put the last coating of the clear on Monday. So it's roughly a weekend. That having been said, most of your time is going to be spent just allowing things to dry. And applying the actual product is all done by roller, except for the veins. There's a tool in there to apply the veins. It's just simply apply a good solid base coat of the marble, and you're going to apply your veins. And there's some more marble that goes over top, and then clear coats, and you're done. But you know, I think your listeners, you know, those who want to try this are going to be shocked at how quick the results are and how authentic the results are and how well it lasts over time. This is meant to serve you for years. And, of course, because it's so inexpensive and you decide down the road you want a different color of marble, go ahead and apply right over top. You're good to go regardless of how your decor changes.
I mean, this is really great. For $169, that kit is going to cover 40 square feet. It comes in a bunch of different colors. It looks just like the real marble thing. And if you were to go buy a real marble countertop, I mean, we're talking a lot more than the cost of the Deich Coating Marble Dream product. So this is great. You can do it in a weekend. I mean, I say give it a try. If you've got a worn-out top, definitely put your skills to work here and see what you can do. I bet you're going to love it. Peter, how many colors does Marble Dream come in?
It comes in three right now. There's a nice bright white called Pristine White. There's a black, and there's also a nice light gray. But what you're going to find is that this look is a little bit more minimalist. It's a little bit softer. There's not as much activity going on for the eye. It's just a very soft, very minimalist feel. Something very modern and something that should look great in your kitchen or any other room for a long, long time.
I'm sure it will. And, of course, you have two other countertop kit products. You have the Mineral Select and then the Luxrock that I mentioned previously, which, by the way, I think we're at least 6 to 9 months into the Luxrock finish on the countertops that we put it down in the kitchen and still wearing perfectly, and it looks great. I could tell when I was working with that product, as I have with some of your other products, that I can tell when a finish is a good quality finish because it just goes down differently. It feels like it has a different tact, a different flow to it. And that's the only way you've been able to perfect these finishes, is just because of the quality and the chemistry, really, that you guys put behind it. So well done. Once again, the product's called Marble Dream, available in three colors. You can go to DeichCoatings.com to learn more. Deich is D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Peter Deich, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Peter Deich, thank you so much for introducing us to Marble Dream. What a great product, and we can't wait to get our hands on it. Coming up, if you're looking for a good deal when you're buying a home, foreclosed homes might be an option. Or are they? We're going to share the pros and cons just ahead.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. One minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Well, whether you are doing that project yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love to share our lifetime of knowledge on how to get those jobs done right the first time. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a standard toilet. The house was built in 29, so it's, 80 years old? It's the type where the tank hangs on the wall, and then you have an L, and then you have, what do you call that, the bowl? And it started to leak, and so, the old metal was pretty corroded and everything, so we took everything out. We took the tank off the wall. The plumber, who I've been using for many years, cleaned everything up, went to the hardware store that handles these kind of fittings, and we just cannot get this thing to work. It leaks.
Where does it leak? Does it leak at the base of the tank where the pipe connects?
In both, yeah. Well, one time we did it leaked at the bottom of the tank. The other time it leaked when it went into the bowl.
What kind of a washer are you using, or what kind of a gasket or seal are you using in those two places?
Well, I don't know the technical names of them. You know, the guy at the they look like the same stuff we took off. You know, I'm a musician. I'm not helping these things.
Well, this shouldn't be that hard to accomplish, and it sounds like whatever they're using in that gasket space right there is not working. And look, if all else fails, you can simply use silicone here. You could apply the silicone. As you put this together, you seal all of those joints with silicone, let it dry. Try not to touch it until it dries. And then you can take a razor blade and cut off the excess nice and neat and essentially make your own gasket.
Yeah, the plumber mentioned something. He said, the only thing is, if that thing fails and I'm not home, I'm going to have a house full of water.
That's true. But the thing is, once it works, it usually works, continuously. It doesn't usually fail. If you get it right, it's not going to fail, okay?
Yeah, so, in other words, unless I can see some chips or damage on the porcelain or something like that, which I don't see, it should work.
But I would take it apart, and I would seal with silicone each connection as it goes together so that you end up with a good compression of silicone around that. That's the solution. Okay? Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed upon. It's not a bad way to get a price break potential either, but there are a lot of pros and cons that you do need to consider before you take that plunge. So here's the pro side of it. Lower cost, for sure. I mean, that is the biggest advantage of buying a home in foreclosure is the price, because they're being sold under duress. Foreclosed homes are typically cheaper than comparable homes in the same area. You've got motivated sellers. Lenders don't want to own those foreclosed properties, and they are looking to move them quickly. And some lenders will even beautify the property or make repairs to help get this property sold. And there's a good chance here for you to build up some equity. Now, if you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you've got a chance to increase your equity considerably when you do fix it up. Products like the FHA 203K mortgage can help. And this mortgage offers enough money to buy, but then also to rehab that property. So there's definitely a bunch of creative ways to get financing for that home and make it the home you want.
Now, there are some downsides. First, foreclosed homes are sold as is, which means just that. what you see is what you get. And buying a home out of foreclosure usually means you're buying the home warts and all. Now, some foreclosed homes have severe structural issues or code violations that can cost you a lot of money to fix. Homeowners being evicted also may have abused the home and not paid for needed repairs. Secondly, prices are rising. So while you still tend to get a substantial discount when you're buying a foreclosed property, that discount is shrinking because house prices are still going up. And check this out, the home may never actually go up for sale. So if you have your eye on a house because it's in foreclosure proceedings, keep in mind that that can take months or even years for actually to go to a for sale situation if it ever does at all. Most states give homeowners numerous opportunities to catch back up on their mortgages. So it could take a while or it might never happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Like when you're scrolling through Zillow, you see all these homes for sale, but then at the bottom, you see all these foreclosed things. And it's like, been in foreclosure 437 weeks or some like ridiculous amount of time. And you're like, right. Oh, I guess that's never going to happen. So if you can adjust your strategy and your expectations, you know, buying a foreclosed home can still be a good deal. So don't, you know, turn your eye to them. It could be a good chance for you. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT presented by Angie. If you're looking for the best price for your project, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Well, when temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents make their way into your home for some relief from the chill. We're going to share some tips on how you can keep them from doing that and keep them outside or anywhere else. All right, so stick around.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and there.
Anderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, if you find that you have a question about a project you'd like to get done, reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Harry reached out and says, the outside wall of my house is made of brick. Inside we have plaster attached directly to the brick. Will we need a vapor barrier to keep moisture from coming through the brick and into the plaster?
You know, that's a very old style construction, and those guys really knew what they're doing. You don't really need a vapor barrier. Water vapor is going to migrate from warm to cold. And many things we do as part of daily life generate moisture, Harry. I mean, we're talking about taking showers, doing laundry, and, well, let's not forget breathing. They all generate moisture, which moves through the plaster walls and into the brick where it evaporates outside. The only time this becomes an issue is when we do things to seal off that brick surface by painting it, for example, because therefore we stop that moisture from being able to evaporate. It can't get through that far. It gets trapped behind that paint. So when that happens, you'll start to see condensation and mineral deposits forming on the inside of plaster walls. Old home walls made from brick and plaster work, and they work well as long as we don't mess with them. So keep that in mind, and you'll just be fine with the construction that you have right now.
I mean, it's been working for this long, Harry, so it's got to keep working, right?
Why do we always think we have to fix it?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Is got that right. Well, when temperatures drop, mice, rats, and other rodents like to make their way into your home for relief from the chill. Leslie has some tips on how to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, we like to be welcoming with our homes, but not when it comes to rodents, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's not as easy as just putting up like a no vacancy sign and being like, get out of here. But you can make some changes that are going to keep those mice and critters moving on and away from your house and finding the next one that's going to be welcoming. So keep in mind, and I always find this so crazy, that mice can squeeze through spaces that are smaller than a nickel, which is really tiny. So seal any potential entrances to your home with sheet metal, steel wool, or cement. Anything that they cannot chew through, because expandable foam, they like to eat it. But if you're going to go that route, mix in some steel wool, and then they cannot. Now, if you've got a dog or a cat at home, definitely they love their dry food, so why wouldn't a mouse? So as much as you want to leave it out for the dogs to kind of nibble on throughout the day, do not leave the food out. Definitely establish some set eating times. Put the food out, take it away, so you're not making something tempting for the mice. But also, where you store the dog and cat food, think about it. Put it in a very durable container so that it doesn't smell so great and attract all of those rodents. There's a lot of things you can do. And just from a general tidying standpoint around the kitchen, I mean, I know when my kids take stuff up out from the cabin in a snack or something, little crumbs fall over the counter, and, you know, they never think about wiping them up, but somebody's got to. So think about wiping up those kitchen counters every single day just to get rid of another animal treat there. And while it doesn't seem to help their IQ, I mean, who knew that mice and those rodents couldn't read? But they love newspapers, magazines, all of that stuff that maybe you sometimes pile up against the foundation. Just don't get rid of all those stacks of things, because they turn that into nesting sites. They drag it around. They build stuff with it. So don't give them that opportunity. If you're looking for some more ways to keep your home critter free, head to moneypit.com, and we're going to have some solutions there for all areas of your home, inside and out.
You know how high a mouse can jump? 3 feet.
Oh, God.
Think about that, people. Next time you see a crumb on your countertop.
I don't want to.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about garages. They are unique places to get organized because they are the only spot in your home where tools, toys, and toxins are often stored side by side. So we'll share some tips for better organization and improved safety on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hey, Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's the season for cinnamon, pumpkin, and spice, and Black Bear Diner has the goods to help you lean in. From their popular pumpkin pancakes to cinnamon roll French toast, and from pumpkin pie cheesecake to cinnamon vanilla cold brew and hot chocolate, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by soon and dive into fall flavors. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.